Ed Reardon's Week by Christopher Douglas. Episode 6, The Mousetrap.
Ah! Monday. Elgar was never much of a mouser in his latter years, but I didn't like to rub it in by ostentatiously setting traps around the flat. It would have been uncivil in the extreme, and unnecessary, since the murderous feline downstairs, with a scar and half a tail, always kept the numbers down. Alas, she has withdrawn her labour, either in solidarity with the junior doctors, or perhaps because she can no longer show off in front of Elgar. So I have been driven, by the paltry state of my finances, to DIY pest control, which demands considerable deftness of touch, since the quantity of lighter extra-mature cheddar must be substantial enough to entice, but not so heavy as to activate the trap prematurely.
Ow!
Oh, well. Nearly lunchtime. Won't harm to bring the cheese course forward. My difficulties over getting paid for ghostwriting thrifty monkeys' tips for surviving the cost-of-living crisis demonstrate the publisher's deep commitment to the subject, though not, unfortunately, to its author. My agent's exotically hyphenated assistant replies to my pleas for help with the hope that I am super well, and finishes the admission of failure to make my employers pay up by wishing me a really lovely rest of the afternoon. I resist the urge to tell her that I am, in fact, super penniless, that my cat is super dead, and my lovely rest of the afternoon will be spent scavenging for food on the margins of criminality. Daily Mail, please.
90 pence.
I imagine that most respectable creative writing courses now include a module on how to take Britain's favourite newspaper into a photo booth so that you can covertly copy out the bonus nectar numbers from the back page. 4, 4, 7. Right. The writer must then return the multi-garlanded heartbeat of the nation to the retailer. Actually, can I swap the paper for a toilet roll instead? It's the same price. Before going round the corner to the supermarket, where the man of letters can redeem his nectar points.
Excuse me.
Hello, yes. This self-checkout doesn't seem to work.
No, you'll have to use another one. Come in.
Well, I've just spent 5 minutes filling my gusseted bag. It's hardly my fault.
You'll have to start again on another checkout.
Why should I? It's your machine that's gone wrong.
Sorry?
I should be compensated for this. What if the next till doesn't work, or the one after that? And you've got quite a queue building up, I see.
Okay, I'll deduct the price of these Leibniz.
Leibniz?
What?
Like the 17th century mathematician and polymath.
There you go.
Thank you.
Have a lovely rest of the day.
No, wait. I'll lose my reward if you do that.
What's that?
It'll take the total below the £25 threshold that entitles me to a reward, which I want to claim and then pay the reduced total by redeeming my double nectar points.
You'll have to go to customer services for that.
There isn't anyone there.
Yeah, tell me about it. There's no eggs either, or blueberries.
Oh, this is utter chaos.
Which can be constructive, according to the 19th century polymath Nietzsche, or so my philosophy tutor says when he's not on strike. Yeah, just coming.
Oh, for heaven's sake. These are for the office.
Thanks, Ed. Actually,
Leibniz.
Yeah, I'd rather have some warning when you're coming to the agency so I can hide the bulldog clips.
I'm sorry, but this is a matter of some urgency.
Oh, have you spotted another electric bike in a BBC Dickens adaptation?
No, although heartless exploitation of the working poor does come into it. We may as well open these biscuits. I've tried all means possible, genial sarcasm, genial uppercase bold sarcasm, to get my delivery fee for Thrifty Monkey's tips for surviving the cost of living crisis. I've even tried tip number 247, report them to the Writers Guild.
Yeah, I noticed you started to run out of ideas in that last chapter.
Well, it's a challenging economic climate.
Well, you should be flattered. They've taken your thrifty tips to heart.
I've tried to explain the situation to your new assistant.
Felicia Maria?
Yes, I'm sure she was doing her best, but...
Did she say, hope you're super well?
Yes.
And have a really lovely rest of the day?
Afternoon, yes.
Although I can't see what's actually wrong with saying that.
Inherently, perhaps not.
Better than room time, no speak.
But not if someone's unwell, say, or recently bereaved.
Yeah, people in Felicia's world don't go around getting bereaved. We're not running a retirement home here.
No, I know. That's why I brought my own chocolate biscuits.
You know, you're not the first to complain about her. I've had the entire writing team from Flogget belly aching all week.
Ah, the Bloomsbury Group de Neige.
Anyway, I've decided to fire Felicia.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary.
No, it is. I can't stand the smell of the lip balm she puts on every 5 seconds.
She just needs a slightly more professional approach.
She's a princess.
Well, a little entitled, perhaps.
No, she really is a princess. She's fourth in line to the throne of Belgium or somewhere.
And couldn't she dispatch a squad of her musketeers to the Thrifty Monkey Publishers HQ?
No, her whole fam got busted after World War One. They're just citizens now. Oh. She even has to pay speeding fines. No, it's no good. I'm just going to have to come up with a more rigorous recruiting system.
More rigorous even than asking your applicants to identify photos of Courchevel and Padstow?
Yeah, that's just to weed out the riffraff. I make them do proper tests as well, like book a table at short notice or draw a detailed map of Glastonbury, all that, and I still end up with rubbish.
Well, look, if there's to be a vacancy here, perhaps I could throw the Reardon coronet into the ring.
I mean, some companies have blind recruiting, you know, like no CVs, pseudonyms only on the application forms and a written examination. I might try that.
Sounds like Jacobinism by another name.
Yeah, it's a bit wokey-wokey. There's a big production company in King's Cross that does it. You know, the people who make, "Help, we bought a vineyard," and "Glow up my garage." What are they called?
Well, I could look them up in Debrett's for you. Sketch you a map of King's Cross Station, marking all the asinine pianos and table tennis tables. See how much easier life would be if you hired me as your assistant, Pink. Give me a list of approved lip balms and I can start tomorrow.
Yeah, I couldn't have you working here. You'd probably tell all the writers they deserve to get paid on time. After a few weeks, it'd be like the peasants' revolt all over again.
The journey from my agent's London office to Berkhamsted on local buses is neither direct nor rapid, but for an author in his emeritus years, it is at least free. There's the kernel of a Thrifty Monkey hack in that, if they ever commission more tips on how to survive the cost of living crisis. I passed a lengthy layover at Edgware with the help of a complimentary Watford Times lead story, Kitten's True Identity Surprises Groomer. So I arrived back at the flat, well-briefed and up on the day, until I noticed that the mousetraps were untriggered, but the bait was nowhere to be seen. An apt metaphor, perhaps, for the writer's burden, one's work is gobbled up by publishers or sold on by agents and members of the Habsburg diaspora, while the hapless author finds himself unpaid, cheeseless and ensnared in poverty.
Bugger!
Centuries of fighting for minimum terms and copyright protection only to surrender it all and end up in conditions of neo-Victorian brutality. It was time for this poacher to turn gatekeeper.
Here we are, Elgar, Writers Guild website.
Ah, no, gone. And they still haven't posted your obit in the Guild newsletter. Right. Script editor, major new drama series. Unpaid role, please attach photo in swimsuit. Blown Gasket Theatre Collective requires urgent new voices. Enclosed details of family background and investment income. BBC Writers' Room. Describe your most grossest stag or like hen weekend in no more than 250 emojis. Ah, King's Cross-based independent production company. Blind application. No CVs. Simply write a specimen pitch document for two new reality formats or drama series.
Wow, I mean, just wow.
Well, Simon, I only jotted down a few ideas to reflect the cost of living crisis, but glad you like them.
Brilliant. Bleak House Share. It's genius. Perfect for the rental crisis. I think you've even spelled mould correctly.
Oh, good. Well, one may as well get things right where possible. So many unknowns already in this business. What did you think of the other idea? Come dine with a freelancer.
Oh, yeah. I think it could work with the right voiceover.
It could, couldn't it?
Only problem is, if they're freelancers, you'd have to stop and wipe them down after every take. After every mouthful, probably.
True. You could perhaps get the Bleak housemates to do that while you've got them under contract. Well, it's something to change, anyway, which is always a good start, I think.
Incredible. Considering you've never written anything before. Or maybe you have?
Oh, just a few bits and bobs, you know.
So what did you do before you retired?
Not retired quite yet. I thought this was a blind appointment procedure.
Oh, no. Yeah. Totally, absolutely.
But since you ask, I have done some writing.
Cool.
A few scripts, plays, columns, letters to the newspapers. Odd threat. 118 books. Quite a few with wooden pages. So.
Okay, you've seen the salaries quite low for this job.
But regular. That's the draw, you see. I will actually get it, won't I?
What do you mean?
The money.
Why wouldn't you?
I wouldn't have to send invoices for a year, then come into the office in a vest, shouting and embarrassing everyone until they give in.
Mine comes through okay.
Good. Then I gladly accept. That's the appeal, you see, regular income.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I mean, that's basically why I'm a TWAT.
Oh, you're being harsh on yourself, Simon. I could give you a reading list if you feel lacking.
No. It stands for Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Actually, I come into the office every day.
The only one to do so, by the look of it.
Well, my marriage broke up, so it's kind of convenient. Those are cool bars and stuff in King's Cross.
Yes, I had a walk about just now.
Got caught up in the Granary Square fountains, by the look of it.
Well, it saved me having to go to the laundrette. So, this role of mine. Everything's a role these days, isn't it? If not an iteration. Anyway, is it a development role?
In a sense, yeah. We're happy to meet with comics or actors who are prepared to co-fund their own projects.
And they're sufficiently desperate to do that, are they?
For sure.
So, what kind of projects do you want to develop? Crime with ghosts? Period drama with swearing? Dickens with iPhones? That sort of thing?
Could do, yeah. Yeah, thing is, there probably won't be a massive amount coming in that's any good, so don't worry too much.
I understand. Like the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
Do no harm, exactly. Or anything, really.
Noted.
Oh, what a not so beautiful morning. You must be Mr. Reardon, slotting into the Assistant Deputy Acting Head of Development for Made Content role.
Yes, so I believe it's Ed.
I'm Helen from HR.
Good to meet you, Helen.
Just call me HRH. Mm. So, housekeeping first. Just need you to jot down your pronouns, allergies, mental health issues and national insurance number there for me.
So, yeah, I'm just going to grab a bow bun while HRH does the admin.
Hokey-cokey.
Must you go, Simon?
So, I can see you've already familiarised yourself with the fountains. Do you have caring responsibilities for a family member at all?
I did, but unfortunately my cat died. I don't know if that counts.
Oh, so you're going to need bereavement counselling. We'll cover the fees for that, obviously. And I notice you live outside London, so we can help you with buying an electric vehicle. If you choose to opt into the company's private healthcare plan, that's lemon squeezy, and it comes with free sleep coaching now. Statutory 3 weeks paid holiday a year, and unless I'm very wrong indeed, which has been known to happen, you'll probably want to take advantage of the no quibble death in service payout, God forbid.
I'm grateful, but well, my cat's dead, you see, so there wouldn't really be anyone to Oh no, wait a minute, I've got two children.
Yeah.
And a grandson.
It does make sense for someone in the, as I say, older age bracket not being funny. So we'll be ticking the old affirmative box of Rooney there.
Oh yes, indeed, a Rooney.
And that concludes the entertainment. Thank you for choosing to join the corporation, although other stupidly awash with cash production companies are available. Whoops, button it, HRH.
Mm. Oh, these pork and custard bao buns are seriously dirty.
Thanks for the tip, Simon.
Ed, look, we totally get that the salary isn't massive, cost of living, yada, yada, yada.
I'm more than happy with the terms.
So, since we stopped the team jollies to Courchevel, it's been really hard for our people to get any decent, regular snow. So, in recognition of the financial climate, here.
What's this?
Don't get too excited. It's just 250 quid's worth of ski lift vouchers.
It's a measure of how quickly one takes good fortune for granted that I was slightly irritated upon returning to the flat in Triumph to have to climb the stairs rather than be whisked up to the first floor in a ski lift. The most recent lumps of lighter extra mature cheese had been, as previously, purloined from the mousetraps, which prompted a dystopian vision of bulked-up rodents patrolling the streets of Berkhamsted like the guardians of Gilead. The only possible explanation was that downstairs' redoubtable mouser Queenie must have left the area or departed this life at around the same time as Elgar, so I respectfully refrained from stamping on the floor and shouting at her owner Sheila to turn her execrable music down. On Sheila's Facebook page, however, was a video of Queenie showing that she was still very much amongst us, her bloodthirsty appetites undiminished.
Go on, Queenie! Finish him off.
Sheila had evidently interrupted her usual afternoon practice of drinking a bottle of Sauvignon while listening to 70s hits in order to video the tailless Queenie dispatching and eating a mouse in an utterly clinical and practiced manner. It was arguably the most macabre Bee Gees remix ever attempted.
Oh, go on, darling, you still got it, yeah? That's a good girl.
So, with Queenie staying alive and indeed killing, the cheese-free mousetraps remained a mystery. The following morning brought news which, to the eye of this writer, was even more astounding.
Good grief, they've paid me.
The appearance in my bank account of my delivery fee for Thrifty Monkey's tips for surviving the cost of living crisis hit me like a blast from John Travolta's hair dryer. Hello, Ping.
Hi, Ed. I suggest you log into your bank account.
Ah, I've just done so. I can't believe it. 9 months early.
No, it's not. It's 3 months late.
That's what I mean. It normally takes a year to get paid for anything.
Oh, you know I always have your best interests at heart. Anyway, congratulations. Yay!
Yes, a rare triumph.
On your new job, silly.
Ah, so you've heard.
Yeah, I do keep an eye on what's moving and shaking in the business called show. You know what, Ed? You and I don't hook up to chat ideas and future projects nearly enough.
Or at all.
Stop it. Oh, that dry wit kills me. Thing is, you wouldn't believe the number of banging ideas our clients have been coming up with recently.
You should know, Ping, that one of my not very onerous duties as Assistant Acting Deputy Head of Development for Made Content at King's Cross Studios is to ensure that no money whatsoever is invested in development.
Oh, tish and pish, that's what all execs say. Now then, I've decided it's high time you and Jazz Milvain got back together.
Ah, the one-time enfant terrible of British cinema, now merely terrible.
How long since you two collaborated?
A few weeks. Jazz interrupted an online interview I was giving. We had a fight.
Great, so you're still sparking each other off?
In a sense.
You know what, Ed? You deserve lunch.
Yes, I do, don't I? I was planning to blow a tranche of my Thrifty Monkey money on full-fat extra-mature cheddar.
I'm talking about a proper writer's lunch, a three-bottle, three-course, triple-napkin lunch with sticky.
Not sure I can quite run to that.
The car's on its way. Felicia Maria's booked you and Jazz a table for 1:30 at the Savoy.
Jazz? What on earth would I have to say to him?
Oh, come on. Two elder statesmen, one a member of the House of Lords, the other a distinguished screenwriter. Why on earth wouldn't you get hammered and plan your next gig?
Well, last time I had anything on television, the cabinets were big enough to place a bowl of fruit on. And I read that Jazz's peerage is under investigation by the House of Lords Appointments Commission after he tried to flog his wine range on the WhatsApp group. Oh, hang on, someone at the door.
Oh, that'll be the limo with Jazz in it. Bon appetito!
My dear fellow, come and join me.
Morning, Jazz.
What brings you to Berkhamsted? Shut the door, there's a draught. Drive on. I've been at the BFI National Film Archive.
To issue a formal apology for crimes against cinema.
I had to retrieve a couple of my baseball caps from the permanent collection. Sky Arts are doing an in-depth profile of me. Lord of the Flicks.
Couldn't they have posted you the baseball caps?
Cultural heritage, mate. Storied items like these need to be properly curated in temperature-controlled conditions.
I've got some dirty washing that's getting quite storied. An extremely storied cap blanket. Do you think the BFI could make room for them, too?
Recognise this one?
Pink with a yellow spotty peak.
I wore it to our first pitch meeting for Mr. Blobby's Journey to Mars. And I'm wearing it today as a measure of my deep respect for you, me old mate, as a fellow artist.
Jazz, you may as well know that the studio I'm working for in King's Cross, though annoyingly awash with money, has no plans to develop anything.
Every bum has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. Who said that? Olivia Colman? Not sure. No, my point is that sometimes you run up against an idea that is so universal, so relatable, so utterly downloadable at a deeply human level that all plans change.
Is this another attempt to get your Georgian Royster-Doyster thing off the ground?
I believe its time has come.
You think the naughty parson's donkey ride across France has acquired more relevance since David Putnam turned it down 45 years ago?
Sentimental Journey has everything to say about our new place in Europe.
No, it doesn't. I did a draft of it, remember?
We came damn close once or twice. 1982. I got as far as shooting the first 4.5 minutes. If it hadn't been for the terrible accident.
Orson Welles and the donkey.
Extremely sad. Poor thing couldn't even get a job at Blackpool after that.
I thought he went straight into the first Transformers film.
The donkey, you pillock. Then we had to wait 10 years for the new romantic version to go into pre-production.
Where exactly are we going?
The Savoy.
Via the A412.
Must be a shortcut. Ping's got a very good new girl assistant.
Felicia Maria. Did she book the restaurant?
Yes. Where on earth are we?
I believe Rickmansworth.
Well, must be a shortcut.
Welcome to the Savoy, gentlemen. We got a special menu today. Kebab, pizza, Chinese, anything you like. It's a good value for you today.
In one respect, Rickmansworth Savoy Kebab and Pizza Restaurant was a fitting venue for a script conference involving Jazz Milvain, a man so desperate to appeal to all markets he pleased none. But the time passed pleasantly enough, and by the end of the afternoon in the Savoy, I began to feel that Watford Living's 2-star rating was somewhat ungenerous.
Where have all the great sitcoms gone? Another bottle, please, my dear. Where have they gone?
Where's what gone?
Please, sir, you rang me, Lord.
Nowadays, I never watch anything unless it says, warning, dialogue reflects attitudes of the time which are no longer appropriate.
Every time I turn on a so-called comedy, it's what's-her-name sitting on the loo talking to, you know...
To whom?
Oh, I don't know. It's not what I call comedy.
At least it's not classic drama.
Yeah.
There should be an announcement. Put your one-dimensional glasses on now.
Where's the innovation?
Here.
And whatever happened to the right to fail?
You used up all the goodwill for that.
You're drunk, mate.
Jazz's plan to film Lawrence Stern's unfinished novel looked set to end there, among the unfinished international desserts on the Savoy's wine-stained paper tablecloth, or so I'd hoped, until Ping literally turned the tables and, scenting a possible deal with King's Cross Studios, arranged a meeting with Simon, the acting deputy head of development for Made Content, and his new hotshot wingman.
Could we have some more nuts? Sorry, just to take over the mice.
Have to say, Jazz, dream come true to meet one of my, like, top cinema gods.
Oh, thank you, Simon, but I'm a mere cinema lord.
And we're super excited to meet one of the industry's top development execs, Simon.
And his top assistant too, I hope.
So much talent around one polished concrete table. How thrilling! So, Simon, there's a bit of history behind the Sentimental Journey project. It's...
Hi, Kate. Moi.
But that means the idea has had time to grow and improve.
So, unfortunately, we're not really developing anything, unless you want to self-fund.
Hey, Marty, brought your daughter, I see.
So, we've got the reality shows.
Help, we bought a vineyard, glow up my garage, and very exciting possible addition to our slate, Bleak House Share.
For sure, and they keep the company going, along with the back catalogue.
No. We don't want to make Sentimental Journey the movie, Simon. You misunderstand. That would destroy the heroic scale of its backstory. What we want to make is a documentary, a reality show, if you will, about the industry's refusal to let us make the movie.
That is a must-watch, Jazz.
Right. To be honest...
Or it could be a podcast. Gurinda, my heart's desire... Yeah, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, so the company actually makes most of its money from all the old series it bought up.
Here's the thing, Jazz. As assistant acting deputy head of development for Made Content, my neck's on the block here. I can't afford to risk money on a hunch.
Hey, Josh, loved you short.
And I'll tell you something else for nothing. Every producer sitting on a vintage school dining chair in this restaurant is in exactly the same position as me and Simon.
And yet they're all having meetings with writers and directors and actors.
Oh, yeah, we're super keen to meet with directors and writers for lunches, boat trips and so on. It's an awesome tax write-off. And if we didn't do that, then, you know, the talent might go off to the zoo or to Alton Towers Hotel of Chocolate with another production company.
So what would be the problem with... Oh, because it might lead to something actually getting made, you mean, which might even be good.
Unlikely, obviously, but we can't be too careful.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, we totally get that.
Excellent.
Let's shake on it. Isn't this great? We're in development heaven. God, I love this business. Can I get another vegan matcha tea?
Coming. Oh, Sheila.
I thought I'd just come and check the music's not too loud. I did turn it down.
No, it's fine.
It's just when I get on the Sauvignon. Come and have a glass with me some evening, eh?
I've got rather a lot of work on at the moment, I'm afraid.
With your specs on upside down.
Oh, Sheila, I've been meaning to ask, is Queenie all right? It's just she doesn't seem to be catching mice at the rate she did when you posted your most recent video.
Oh, that's an old video. Before she had the litter. Do you want to see a photo of them? 6 weeks ago now.
That's why she hasn't been able to go hunting. Good gracious.
What?
Nothing. Those little black and white chaps look quite a handful, that's all.
I thought it might have been your old black and white bugger who was responsible.
I think that's highly unlikely. I'm sure he would have been up to the job.
Yeah, you said he was ancient and neutered.
Yes, although I
did have my doubts about that vet. He didn't have an Australian accent, so I wasn't sure he was properly qualified.
Four Newcastle United babies. Last thing I need. Ah, well, can I not tempt you to a cheeky little Sauvignon?
I would, but I have quite a demanding job now.
Sorry, I'm not after your body.
Well, nobody is these days.
Hi, Ed. You're early again.
Morning, Simon. Just thought I'd smash out those lines they wanted.
Which lines?
For help, we bought the vineyard. The script unit wanted another batch of alternatives to the phrase, time is running out.
Ed, we need to have a chat.
Yes, of course.
Since you posted on the Writers Guild website that you were working here as ADAHDMC, we've been carpet-bombed with scripts, proposals, treatments...
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Fruit baskets, handbags, I mean...
I took Sir David Hare's bowl of cyclamens home and put them on my windowsill.
And the emails, I've had to change my address twice.
I'm extremely sorry, Simon.
The fact is, you were appointed here as a gatekeeper to help with putting people off, and to be honest, Ed, you haven't really been pulling your weight in that department.
I see.
I'm going to have to let you go.
I wish to unsubscribe from Gourmet Cheeses Direct owing to family tragedy, I think. Oh, hello. Where have you come from? Had enough of the Bee Gees. Don't blame you. I'm afraid the cheese is all gone. Got the final reminder from Kippers by post, if that's of interest. Might still have a whiff of the smokehouse. Here it comes. Ah, bad luck. Try again. Oh, well saved. With a left paw, too. Who does that remind me of? Oh. Hello, Ping.
Bad luck about the job, Ed.
Yes, it seems I did it rather too energetically.
Best thing that could have happened, though, because, oh, woohoo, they commissioned more Thrifty Monkeys tips on how to survive the cost of living crisis.
Oh, good. Any chance of an uplift in line with inflation?
No.
No, you can't climb up here. It... Ow.
What's the matter?
Claws in my neck.
I don't care who she is. Stop right now. You've got work to do.
It's not a she. Well, actually, she might be. I don't know.
Look, is it that Sheila from downstairs?
No, of course not. It's one of her kittens.
So, it's a quick turnaround, because they need to get Thrifty Monkey 2 on the shelves before the next budget. They're worried things might get better, and then we'd be really stuffed. So, gut scrimping! Bye! Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye!
Bye! That was quite painful, you know. Off, please. Now, off. All right, you can stay while I look for the Thrifty Monkey junk file. quite a bit of recyclable material here. No, off the keyboard! As bad as your father. He used to do that.
Ed Reardon's Week starred Christopher Douglas, Sally Grace, Helen Monks, Philip Jackson, Barunka O'Shaughnessy, Nicholas Anderson and Joe Thomas. It was written by Christopher Douglas. The producer was Dawn Ellis, and it was a BBC Studios production.